What do ye be moaning about there, landlubber?
Let me guess. You're the captain of a ship, am I right?
A clever one ye be there, matey. I'm the captain of the finest ship to sail these waters, the Purple Clam. They call me Nobeard.
And you heard me mention worship, and since you're the captain of a ship, well, here you are.
Aye, right ye are there, matey. Have you need of a seafaring vessel?
No.
You'll not find a finer ship than the Purple Clam. And her crew is the finest in these seas. They may be smelling a bit, but other than that...
I'm not talking about a ship like a boat. This is worship.
Worship?
Right. It's when we focus on God and show him how much we love him.
Arr. 'Tis not a boat, then, this worship.
No. For some people, worship means singing praise songs to God.
Arr. I can't carry a tune, not even a sea shanty.
Some people play an instrument to worship.
I once played the accordion, but swallowed by a whale it was.
Well, that's okay. Any special talent you have can be used in worshiping God.
I say, I am quite talented in doing the Mexican hat dance.
Mexican hat dance?
Observe, matey.
Sure, you could use that to worship God, but there are many other ways to worship too.
Arr, like what?
Well, when we help others, that's worship.
I could swab the deck for me tired crew.
When you give to people in need, that's worship too.
Share me treasure. Now there's a good idea.
And any special talent you have can be used to worship. Teaching, fixing a car, cooking, even doing a puppet.
Puppets? Arr, cute they are, says I.
Whenever we do the things God wants us to do, it's a way of worshiping him.
Ye've schooled me well, landlubber, but the sea is calling me home. Why not join me among the waves?
I don't know.
'Twill be a short trip. Have ye back by dinner, I will.
Say, you've got a deal.
But first you must learn to talk like a pirate. Say, arr.
Arr.
Say, ahoy there.
Ahoy there.
Levi's, yeah, and I can't wait for some. with you. Are you ready, G? Start crazy.
Thank you. You know, there's always this big question of who's the best and who's the greatest. And as we're going through the service today, one of the things I was thinking about was we look back and we think if the great debates over time of who's the greatest and who is the one who is the best. And if you go to football, you go back as far as you think back to Joe Namath or even Peyton Manning, or they say that one dude, what's his name, Tom something or other, Brady, is the greatest of all time. They call him the GOAT. You look at NASCAR, you think back to Dale Earnhardt or Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon. It depends on who you like, it seems, to determine who is the greatest. But the question over who is the greatest was answered by Jesus a long, long time ago. Jesus said to his disciples when they asked him the question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child and had him stand among them and said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. And you know, one of the things that was interesting is I sat in the back and I watched today. You older folks were all sitting there very stoically and you were imitating one another. Occasionally you would clap for the songs and the numbers together, and it was kind of one would start and another one would follow. But what was really cute was watching the kids over here. Now, one would start jumping up and down on the pew, and then the next, and then the next, and they were having a blast. The rest, you know, see, they're all having a good time now. You know, I think one of the big things we forget is that the Lord desires us to run to Him like little kids when they see Grandma and Grandpa coming through the door. Like little children excited about what's coming instead of dreading the idea of getting out of bed. You know, if you're facing the day and you force yourself to hit your snooze button 10 times before you dreadfully get out of bed, then there's something wrong. Make sure that you don't lose your desire and your passion to find Jesus every day. Because those who look for him find him. Those who seek after him will chase after him. And he will not. He might play hide and go seek, like Grandpa,
hiding behind a tree.
But the great thing about it is, he says, those who seek me will find me. And those who humble themselves and come to me like little children will always be welcomed by me. Please don't get so old. Please don't get so mature that you fail to have a good time chasing after Jesus. Because if you do, then you're no better than a Pharisee or a Sadducee or any of those people who, I don't have time for Jesus today. So as you go this week, may you get up each day looking for him and expecting to find him. And remember, it's okay to have a little fun while following Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for this day that you've given to us. And we aren't able to do what we normally do with the big parties and all the fun and things like that. But Lord, we do thank you for the children that you've entrusted to our care. May we be faithful to serve you by serving them. And may we draw them closer each day, each time we get them into our care, closer to you. And may we remember that we need to be humble and gentle and kind and loving, that we will look beyond the problems and the things of this world and the differences in thought and the differences in color and the differences in, that separate us all, but we would just all together join hands and follow you. Lord, we make us like little kids again. Help us to become joy-filled and happy people who follow you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Because that's when we know that we love you with everything we've got. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the tithes and offerings that people put in the plates on the way out the door. And I just pray that you'll bring us back here next week safely. In Jesus' name, all God's people said, amen. Have a great week, folks. As you head on out, there are offering plates at each of the doors. If you'd like to drop your offering in, we'd appreciate that. And have yourself a great week. We'll see you.